Welcome to the Introductions Necessary podcast, a daily introduction to the contributions of women working in STEM fields. A visit to the New York Aquarium at age 9 inspired Eugenie Clark, the Shark Lady, to become a marine biologist. She became passionate about marine science, writing school reports on the topic whenever possible, reading the works of explorer and oceanographer William Beebe, and returning to the aquarium every Saturday to imagine swimming with sharks. Clark earned a bachelor's degree in zoology from Hunter College in 1942. She applied to Columbia University for graduate school, but fearing that she would eventually leave her scientific career in order to focus on raising children, Columbia rejected her. Clark earned both a master's and a PhD from NYU. She conducted research at the Scripps Institution of Oceanography and many other laboratories. At Scripps, female researchers were barred from going on overnight trips or to the Galapagos Islands, limiting the scope of their work compared to their male colleagues. After her PhD, she worked for the Office of Naval Research in Micronesia, and then received a Fulbright scholarship to study on the Red Sea coast of Egypt. She wrote about these experiences in her book, Lady with a Spear. After reading the book, Anne and William Vanderbilt built the Cape Hayes Marine Laboratory, now the Moat Marine Laboratory, in 1955. It was here that Clark conducted a number of behavioral, reproductive, and anatomical experiments on sharks. As her findings were published, requests for further study began to pour into the lab. Over her career, she studied whale sharks, great whites, sleeping sharks, barracuda, giant squid, species of tetraodontiformes including pufferfish, and many others. Despite worries that she would quit her career to have children, Clark worked for 7 decades and raised 4 children. Her last dive was at age 92, shortly before her death from lung cancer in 2015. Clark was an avid proponent of marine conservation, and much of her work was focused on sharks and dispelling the public's fears about them. One of her National Geographic stories was titled Sharks, Magnificent and Misunderstood. Several fish species were named for her, and in 2022, the United States Postal Service created a forever stamp in honor of the Shark Lady. Introductions Necessary is a production of 9-Hour Films. Our music was composed by Kristen Baum. Please visit our website, introductionsnecessary.com, to listen to previous episodes and learn more about the women featured in this program. We would love for you to introduce yourself to us on Patreon. You'll get the latest updates and find out how to support the podcast on patreon.com/9hourfilms. Thank you for listening.